Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Faces Gallery, 4:08 in the afternoon. And I tell you what, I have never had the opportunity to talk to somebody who has participated in Make-A-Wish, but we have A.J. Elliott here with his dad, and he was able to participate in a Make-A-Wish. In fact, he went to Disney. We're going to be talking about that. And I guess his dad, Frank, wanted to do something to pay back to Make-A-Wish. He talked to Trey, and guess what? We got a great promotion coming up this Saturday. Trey, this is awesome that you've pulled the Nashville songwriters together to do this.
Yeah, it was. They're just friends of mine, and it is a long trip, but that's what they do, is go around places playing songs they wrote, and you know, we brought some Nashville songwriters to Greenwood before, and this time we're bringing hit writers. So
big ones. Tell us who's coming Saturday night.
Well,
this is at 7 o'clock, yeah. Saturday night at the Greenwood Community Theater for only $10, folks.
That's right. And the $10, 100% of the ticket sales go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of South Carolina. And sponsors were generous enough to pay for all the costs, paying for the musicians' travel and hotel rooms and that kind of thing. But we're going to have a good friend of mine, Rich Fagan. Rich Fagan has written a lot of hits.
Big ones.
he's been recorded by everybody. And I think he's had 6 top tens, 3 number ones, and 18 charted singles in his career. That spans, I think Neil Diamond was probably one of the first big cuts he ever got. And then he had 3 number ones with John Michael Montgomery. I'm sorry.
That's right.
And he's been recorded by Hank Williams Jr. He wrote the song Overnight Mail, which was the big song in the Pure Country movie that George Strait did. It was so big in the 90s. Rich wrote that.
Sold? Didn't he write Sold?
Wrote Sold, the Grundy mm-hmm. County Auction. He's written for Shania Twain, George Jones, everybody that's anybody in the industry. Just about has recorded him at one time or another.
And he's making the trip here to Greenwood.
Yes, and Rich has actually been sick too. He probably won't want to talk about that on the air, but he has liver cancer. So he's I'm sure it's not easy for him to travel these days, but he's a good friend of mine. And and then we also have another great friend of mine, Kurt Fortmeyer, who has been
the
here.
The 100 word song. I played that the other day when I was talking about
Kurt. 100 letter word.
100 letter word. There you go. All right.
Yeah. We like to call Kurt the maybe the best unsigned songwriter in Nashville. He's real popular there. He's a regular at the Bluebird Cafe and other songwriting venues that are popular in Nashville, like Douglas Corner and the Commodore Lounge and places like that. So, and he's had some cuts himself, but just not by, charted records.
Sure.
But it's going to be a great show. And like I said, Greenwood's Laura Beth Brooks is going to do a few songs too. So it's going to be a great value for $10.
It is, and all the money goes, and this is to raise funds so that, Frank, what made you get the idea that you thought it would be a good idea to do something like this?
Well, I just, like I said earlier, I just felt the need to give back. I thought it was important for AJ to see, that we were going to try to give back, and music is one of my passions, and when just thinking about doing a benefit, that's the first thing that I thought of.
AJ, what kind of cancer did you have?
I had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
And how are you today?
Cancer-free.
Cancer-free. Those are pretty good words to say, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am.
So when you had the opportunity to make a wish, tell us, where was your wish? Where did you want to go? What did you want to do?
Well, there was a lot of things I thought about doing, but I really wanted to do something that the whole family could do. So I decided to go to Disney World, and we had a lot of fun there and went to all the parks, and it was fun.
And what about the ice cream?
At the place we stayed, there's this ice cream parlor, and they said, eat as much ice cream as you want, leave encouraged ice cream for breakfast, and it was all free. It was in the middle of the summer, too, so it was good timing.
After you go, you'll have to tell me the name of the place because Jeff loves ice cream, and ice cream for breakfast just sounds delicious. So you went on this trip. Now, how did you get to go? Make-A-Wish in South Carolina, that's pretty big, and how did it happen that you were able to go?
Well, most kids, if not all, get a wish to go or do or get something. And that they correspond with all the hospitals in South Carolina and give kids with life-threatening diseases and conditions, they let them have a wish.
You know, you went actually after you had gotten the final prognosis that you were cured, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, not everybody, though, is as fortunate as you are they, AJ?
No, ma'am.
And I'll bet it was pretty difficult to be in that situation up there getting cancer treatments. You were in Greenville, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I was at the Greenville Hospital System.
I bet you saw a lot of kids that weren't doing as well as you have been. You were able to do.
Yes, ma'am.
How does that make you feel today to be here?
It makes me feel grateful that I was able to be cured, and I know the other kids can't be. And I was grateful that I got a type of cancer that wasn't as aggressive and was very curable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you worry about getting cancer again?
Not really, because they did a lot of tests afterwards, and all of them show that I was cancer-free.
Wow. And Frank, how about you? Do you worry that AJ would get cancer again?
As a parent, it's always in the back of your mind, but I do have strong faith that that God has cured him permanently.
And how was that? That had to be a really, really tough experience for you, as a parent, to be going there and week after week or month after month making sure that and seeing other kids that were in worse situation than your own son, and yet being very concerned about your own son, his prognosis.
Yeah, it was difficult to watch, but you know, I've always been a worrier and had anxiety, but I was able to find the strength during that time that I never had before, leaning on God, and I surprised myself. But you know, like I said, it was, you hate to see him sick and when he was feeling bad, but he was an encouragement because he was always strong. He never complained and never showed any fear. So
now you have two other daughters.
Yes, ma'am.
And they are older or younger?
Yes, one, Taylor, she's soon to be 14, and I have a three-year-old named Emma.
Named Emma. So was Emma here when you were going through all the cancer?
We found out that Emma was coming when I was going through all that. That was
another issue.
That was unexpected, too, yeah.
So that was pretty tough. But what did it do to your family in toto? Did it pull you all together closer?
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
Yeah, and how was your wife? I mean, it had to be tremendously hard on her.
She showed a lot more strength than I did, I think. But we, you know, we just pulled together and made it through it.
So how are you, AJ? Are you excited about doing a Nashville Songwriters group coming down here to give back? What do you think about this idea?
I'm excited for it because I've always liked country and music and bluegrass, and most of these people that I've heard about, I've heard some of their songs, and they're pretty good, so I'm excited to go and see it.
Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Westview Middle School, and I'm in the sixth grade.
Okay, did you tell everybody to tune in?
I forgot to.
All right, well, if you're listening here, A.J. Elliott is with us here today, and he goes to Westview, and he's in the sixth grade. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Well, we're right back here. We're talking about the Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraiser that is this Saturday night. It will be at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10 for top-notch entertainment. All of it is going to Make-A-Wish Foundation. I think this is so awesome. To be able to try to pay back what was given to you, I think, is awesome in this world. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've always liked about Greenwood is Greenwood people always get involved in doing and taking care of. And, Trey, I think it's great that you came on board to help make this come together for them. And since you know Rich, and Rich is going to be calling us after the news, what can you tell us about Rich Fragan?
Well, Rich has lived a
colorful life.
A pretty colorful life, and I guess maybe that's what makes him a good songwriter. I have had writing appointments with him several times in Nashville, and we've never completed a song together because he is full of so many stories. I think he did two tours in Vietnam and came back here and started a music career in the early 70s. He was actually signed as an artist, I think, at Atlantic Records at one time. And, you know, he had some releases there, but maybe had some top 40s, but didn't, you know, never had a hit as an artist. And then not too long after that, Neil Diamond was the first major recording artist to record one of his songs. I think it was called The Good Lord Loves You.
It is, for 10 points, 1979. I have it right here in front of me. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, he went on after that to, you know, a big career and as a songwriter. I'm not going to say that there's not people that have had, you know, more hits and more cuts than him, but to have as many cuts and really to make a living like he has, just being a songwriter is a pretty big feat.
And he's had some pretty big adversity in his life, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know how much Rich, or he doesn't talk about it a lot, but he does have hepatitis C. And he told me, matter of fact, the first time I ever met with him, he asked me how old I was, and I said, I'm 46. And he says, well, you're 2 years older than my hepatitis C.
God. Alrighty there, yeah. So, and now to be battling liver cancer.
Yeah, well, oftentimes people that have hepatitis C, the scarring of the liver eventually turns into liver cancer. And again, maybe we won't talk about this when Rich calls in, but one reason I wanted to book him for this event was because of those circumstances. And another thing is that he's not supposed to be here Saturday. He was supposed to be dead in December.
Oh my goodness.
So he swears he's going to beat it. And I mean, he's doing good, you know. Yeah. Other than losing some weight and things like that, he's I think on juicing and doing all kinds of
good for yourself things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he says that he's feeling good and thinks he's going to be fine.
That's a pretty long trip, though, isn't it, from Nashville?
It's 400 miles from downtown to my driveway, and I almost never drive it anymore. But I think these guys are driving tomorrow, Saturday. But I try to fly when I can. It's just no good way to get there.
Now, how about you? Have you been going back up to Nashville?
Oh, yeah. I go and I write, and I think I've got 4 cuts last year that'll be coming out this year. Maybe 3. I think I might have got dropped off of somebody's record, but
3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm making tens of dollars in the music business.
I guess that's why you still have your paint business, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still painting, so.
Keeping busy with the painting business. By the way, I think that was a really great project you did with the Railroad Museum.
Yeah, that's going to go on for a while.
It's going to go on for a while?
Yeah, well, I'm basically donating that to the museum, and I'm doing a lot of it just by myself. So I spend my Saturdays over there and sometimes some afternoons. And hopefully we're going to their plan is to restore all the cars,
right.
You know, but I'm just doing this one, and I hope to complete it and give it to the museum as a gift. So.
You know, Trey Ward, you really have gotten into doing a lot of good works here in our community. donating. I think it's terrific, and I think you should be commended for all the things you do, whether it's fundraising at the theater, all the other events that you work with, and now working with the museum there, painting and taking care of that car. That's pretty awesome.
Well, don't brag on me until I'm finished.
Well, if I don't brag on you to start with, nobody will get on the train here and get the job done.
Yeah, but hopefully, you know, it has a lot of lead paint and asbestos.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have it. When I was a child,
yes.
Everybody toured the trains. I don't think you grew up here.
No,
But that was a field trip, wasn't it, Frank?
Oh, yeah.
That was the field trip of the year every year. You know, they would take you and you.
They were in good shape, because the only time I've seen them is when it's kind of dilapidated.
Well, they have gotten run down, but also we didn't have all the federal regulations and stuff. Now they can't let little children go on there because of the lead and asbestos, even
for
though
real?
It probably probably wouldn't harm you just to walk
right.
through it.
Correct.
But, you know, it's you just can't. You can't do it. So that's what we're trying to do, is make that either abate the lead or encapsulate it on this particular car. 2102 is the car number.
So have you written a song about it yet?
No, but maybe I'll get around to it. But I'll tell you one thing. It's kind of spooky being on that thing
by yourself
on Saturday and nobody's around. You hear things clank and... You know, I wonder
you
if there's
can write a good song. I can feel a song coming, Trey.
There's a ghost on the train.
Yeah, there's a ghost on the train. Well, let's talk to AJ just a little bit. You were telling me about being up at the Greenville Hospital System, and lo and behold, some clowns came into your hospital room. Where were they from?
Well, at our church, there are three people, and I shout out to them. It's Matthew Ellenberg, Cody Bolt, and Terry Ray. Shortly after I was diagnosed and I was hospitalized for my first treatments, they came up to the Greenville Hospital System dressed in multicolored Afro wigs and red clown noses, and brought a box of toys that was donated to me by the church family.
How'd that make you feel?
Happy.
Happy. Did you ever feel that you were totally alone up there?
No, because most of the time, well, all the time, the first place I stayed, I always had either my mom or dad there, and there, at least once a day, there was somebody visiting. And I never really got bored, because I was either asleep or they had these places where you could play air hockey and play the Wii, play on the computer, do stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So, really, this was a party going on up there.
Most of the time, aside...
he took most of his chemo treatments playing video games. So.
Well, that's not too bad. Now, AJ, your dad did write something that I thought was awfully awesome in here. When he was writing to me about this experience here, he said that... when you had your cancer, you said you understood why you got your cancer. Do you know what your dad wrote in here?
No.
No? Your dad said, let's see, where was it in here? He knew that why God allowed him to get cancer so he could meet all the nice people he had met. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way, AJ?
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of people and a lot of things that I never would have met the people. I never would have done those things if that hadn't happened. And just so I'm clear, I'm not saying that everybody should be happy if they get cancer, because sometimes it's not a happy thing. But if you're fortunate enough to be able to live through it, then you end up looking back at it and saying, I'm glad that happened to me, because this happened.
Sure, it makes you appreciate your life. I would expect too a whole lot more, and I also would expect it might make you a little bit grow up a little bit faster, having faced all these things. Would that be true to say, AJ?
Yes, ma'am. I know. I went to the doctor the other day to get a shot, and I asked them how many boys my age cry whenever they get a shot. And he said, probably 40% of them. Needles don't bother me anymore because I was poked and pricked frequently during my treatments.
Well, I tell you what, I am so impressed to have you sitting right here beside me today, AJ Elliott. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to join the news in progress. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
And as usual, there are gremlins every once in a while in the system, and I'm back here. But we are talking with Trey Ward, Frank Elliott, and A.J. Elliott. A.J. is now in sixth grade at Westview. He did have cancer. He's been diagnosed as cancer-free. He had Hodgkin's lymphoma. And his dad and he thought it would be a great idea, since they were able to take a family trip on Make-A-Wish, to pay it back, to try to give some money back. And this is your opportunity to have a great time. This is one of those situations that I call is a win-win situation. You get great entertainment for only $10, and you get to have a great time. Let me tell you, I think this is one of those things, if you miss it, you're really, really, really going to be sad that you do. So please get out there, go have a good time. Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the theater. You can get your tickets, 229-5704. That's 229-5704 at the theater. And, but you better get them now, because you know what? They only have 350 seats, roughly. You're going to sell out this thing, and that means you're going to raise over $3,500 for this.
We sure hope so. And I want to reiterate that. That was one thing that me and Frank really worked hard to do. All of our sponsors paid for everything. And let me just mention them real quick. Alan Treeter, who is an accountant,
right,
and maybe he just kind of works by his own on his own. Right. I don't think he has a firm, but he's a lover of music. He supported us. Peak Paints, who is the Benjamin Moore paint store here, they were the largest contributor. And also Lakeland's Hardware, they're this.
That's
owned by Annette Whitley, both companies are. And then my company, John Moore Painting. And so we were able to pay for all the cost. Also, Holiday Inn Express donated hotel rooms. Applebee's donated meals to feed the artists. So we were able to put this whole thing on without having to have the ticket sales. So and 100% of the ticket sales go to Make-A-Wish.
So every $10 is going to go to Make-A-Wish.
That's right. And if you can't come, just call the box office and buy a couple of tickets. Don't show up.
And
leave them for Elvis.
Leave them for Elvis. And if you want to contribute a little extra, I guess that would be okay too, wouldn't it, Trey?
Oh, yes. I mean, anything you'd like to contribute in any way for Make-A-Wish. And this goes to Make-A-Wish of South Carolina.
So this is helping South Carolinians.
Yeah, the money stays here at home. And I think this area of the state is probably kind of weak for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, according to the Make-A-Wish people. So,
it's the first time that I know of an event being done here. Frank, is that do you think that's true? I mean, I don't know for sure, but it's the first time I've heard of an event happening.
Yes, I was in the Make-A-Wish office yesterday, I was a little anxious about, how much money we could raise, and she said, well, they were just happy to get the exposure in this area.
Sure.
Don't have a lot of representatives down here, so hopefully we will raise them some money, but the exposure is going to be good for them as well.
Absolutely. And, we have so many children coming right out of this area, I'm sure, that are up there having cancer treatments and this type of thing. So good for us to be helping out.
Yeah, and I left out the Index Journal. They of course, it's given us, advertising in a story, several stories
in the
paper.
Nice big page, a story on Kirk. Yeah.
Yeah, they did, and put Kirk's ugly face on it, and also
it was a submitted picture,
And many thanks to you for letting us be on here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I love doing this kind of stuff. You know I do. I'm always up for helping any way I can in the community. Well, I do believe we have Rich Fagan on the air with us. Rich, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, really, except that, you know, I hope I didn't interrupt you. I heard you all talking. I didn't know you were on the air.
Yes, I'm Ann. Nice to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you at the concert, and Trey's here. Trey, you want to talk to us here, be part of the conversation?
How's the weather today, Rich, in Nashville?
It's pretty out. I got the blinds up, and, well, the sun was out. It's getting a little cloudy.
Good. You know? Hope you didn't have any busted pipes or anything. It got a lot colder there than it did here.
No, you know what? I got a songwriter friend who's also a plumber, and he fixed my toilet and my tub.
That's one thing about songwriters.
A couple months ago, Hino from the Music Grove Show came and fixed my steps. So, I'm a songwriter. This should be a real fun show. I mean, Kurt's great, and, you know, the thing is, it's much more intimate than, you know, like a band or something, and it kind of breathes with the audience, so, you know, you're like part of it, you know, and it'll be like the Bluebird Cafe, only bigger.
Yeah, we hope so. I was going to ask you if we have time to maybe your biggest, one of your biggest songs was Be My Baby Tonight, and I always loved the backstory on any of these kind of things, how they get cut and everything. And I was kind of floored to learn that Joe Diffie sang the demo that
he sang the demo to Overnight Mail.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong song.
Ron Wallace sang Be My Baby Tonight, and I sang Sold. But, yeah, that was funny that Joe Diffie sang the demo. And actually, we had tracks from it was somebody that was trying to get a deal with the song, and I said, hey, can we use the track? And he said, sure, just pay me for the time or something. So anyway, the funny thing is when he happened to be there when Joe Diffie sang it, and boy, he walked out with his head hung low. It's like, well, I guess I can't sing. He couldn't. Let me be your mailman. Joe nailed it, and then BB cut it, and then George Strait. And Garth's been threatening to cut it for years, so I hope he does.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that...
He cut tracks on it in 98, right after, the Monday after he was on Saturday Night Live the first time. And, you know, I didn't hear anything, and I ran into the pedal steel player, and he said he just didn't like the tracks, but he says when he wants to cut a song, he'll cut it. So hopefully, you know.
Well, maybe he will. And how much did Joe Diffie get to sing that demo?
Oh, probably $50.
Yeah, that was before anybody knew who he was.
Yeah, we all complained because it went up from 30. I mean, Garth, Alan Jackson,
Chris Shearer, that's pretty.
$50. It went up to 50, and we all went, man.
Well, that's pretty good that future country music stars sing your demos. So
we were here at an amazing time in the 90s, and I think it's fixing to be an amazing time again.
Why is that?
It's a little stale, and it's getting back. I mean, there's a lot of exciting new acts and some great writing. I mean, you know, the last 5 years have been some great songs, but I think it's turning around again and getting better. You know? So it does. It goes in cycles.
Well, also, I was going to ask you, do you have a Hank Williams Jr. story to tell? Because, you know, he cut your Can't We Just All Grab Along neck.
Well, the funny thing is you know, I think a time before that, and I called, you know, I saw him on the tip sheet, and I called and said, what kind of songs are you looking for? And they said, anything sounds like an apology might be nice. So 2 years go by, because radio just wasn't playing Hank. So this song came out, and it was charting good, and I'm watching it climb up Billboard charts, and somebody told me, hey, you know, Hank was at the, what they call that, the big thing here, the country radio, you know, the CMR, right?
It used to be CRS or something like that.
Whatever the heck it is. Well, he went and said, I know you don't listen to us old farts anymore, but you can just kiss my... And, you know, he meant it well, but guess what? They dropped it. And it kept the bullet for 9 more weeks without any of the big stations. So people loved it. And, you know, probably would have been a hit. That's old Hank.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
He, Doug Johnson, the producer, said he really is a presence in the studio. That album, I'm One of You, is excellent. There's a Bobby Davis song in there called Devil in the Bottle. I mean, Hank really killed it. He's good. He don't care. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you don't have to, I guess.
Well, are you working on anything right now?
Well, just writing as it goes. Slow schedule, but, about 7 months ago, the doctors at Vanderbilt told me I had 6 months to live. So I figure I'm a month past my due date, and I feel just fine. So, I still write. I finished a good one with Michael Smotherman called I Am an American, and I think it's a good time for that song.
Absolutely it is.
So we'll see.
Well, I think it is terrific that you're going to be coming down here, making the trip down here. And I also want to thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you very much.
We really appreciate it.
Glad I could.
Absolutely. Well, Trey, what else are you going to ask him? You know more about Rich than I do here.
Well, I don't know how much time we have before we come up on another break.
Well, we got another minute or
so. But I've had several writing appointments with Rich, and I've never written. I don't think we've ever completed a song because I always.
First appointments are just, I get free therapy talking.
Free therapy?
I get so caught up in Rich has lived such a rich life.
There you go.
Maybe you might want to run down your bio for us a little bit, Rich.
Well, I don't know. I sent that little bio in, but I've had a lot of cuts. Patti Loveless, George Strait, George Jones, John Michael Montgomery, and just a bunch. Jason and the Scorchers. I love Jason Ringenberg. Written a lot with him. Casey Jones. I've written a lot with her through the years. Basically, I was born and raised in South Philadelphia. Somehow, somebody made me an offer I couldn't understand. The next thing I know, I had a publishing deal with All Seasons Music and signed a production agreement, had a pop record deal. And when everything fell flat in L.A., went back to PA, and somebody that I met in L.A. had moved here and said, you ought to come down. I think you'll like it. And boom. I came down, and I had three insights that I should move here. And the last one was, who knows, country music might be the new wave of the 90s, and that was 1985. So,
and it was.
Pretty much my bio. Since I moved here, I've been pretty much a solid songwriter, and that's it.
Right.
Well, I think it's terrific that you're coming down here. We'll look forward to seeing you when you do get down here, and I know it's going to be a fantastic concert, and I really think it is awesome that you're coming down this and doing it as a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish.
And it's a wonderful cause. And hey, y'all, come out for a wonderful cause and have a great time. And laughter is the best medicine. So we'll make you laugh, we'll make you cry, maybe even pee your pants.
Well, gosh darn it, sounds like a heck of a good time, Rich.
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you, Ann. See ya.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. You better bring a plain change of clothing there if you come to the concert. Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Trey Ward. We just had Rich Fagan on, a real icon in country music songwriting. We're here with Frank Elliott and AJ, and he is dying to get back on the radio and have something to say. I can just feel him itching over here. But let's hear a quick word from our sponsors if the gremlins are out of the computer. And then we're going to have Megan Harding calling in from Make-A-Wish. In fact, here she is. I guess we'll skip the commercials and let's start talking with Megan Harding from Make-A-Wish. Hey, Megan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. Where are you calling us from? From Greenville. So what do you think of this idea of having a concert right down here for Make-A-Wish?
I think it's awesome. I can tell you that we have been looking to grow awareness out in the Greenwood area, and this is just an awesome opportunity to do it.
Sure. Now, I guess all of your money comes in through donations and fundraisers?
Yes, absolutely. We receive no government assistance, no money from provided way. We are all just purely funded out of the generosity of the patrons of South Carolina. So all the money raised in the state stays in the state. We have a pending wish list right now of wish children who are looking to get their wishes granted this year. So we're really excited. Any type of fundraiser is what we look to focus on. This is a fantastic opportunity to help kids in their own backyard.
Absolutely. Now, you said you have a list, so that means that you have more children needing wishes fulfilled than you have money right now?
Well, I'll tell you this. Last year, Maplewood, South Carolina granted 141 wishes. We are on pace to grant the same amount this year. We have never turned away a medically qualified child, so we hope to always stick to that, that mission statement.
Now, how did Make-A-Wish start?
Sure. It started in Phoenix, and the wish from the wish child was to have an opportunity to experience to be a real-life police officer. And a group of people from the community got together, and they were able to make that wish happen. And once that first wish was implemented, they realized they had started something really cool. There was no name for it. There was no organization set yet. It was just a handful of people interested in helping a child with a life-threatening medical condition receive a wish. And when that happened, they realized they had something really cool on their hands. So through that, the organization has grown. There are a total of 61 chapters across the state. To make it kind of simple, you can think that each chapter or each state would be a chapter. So there are some states that have multiple chapters, just depending on the amount of volume of wishes they grant. But Maplewood, South Carolina, as I said, granted 141 wishes last year. We're on pace to do that again this year. And with an average cost of a wish at $7,000.
Wow.
Fundraisers like the National Songwriters sponsor, this is imperative to keeping our mission and our chapter alive.
Wow,
$7,000. $7,000, yes. And you know, some wishes are not that expensive, some wishes are a little more expensive.
Sure.
But you have to take into consideration as well, we grant wishes for children ages 2.5 to 18 years old. So what a 4-year-old may wish for is going to be completely different than what a 16-year-old is going to wish for. So we look at all the wishes that we grant and kind of add everything up and we average it out, it's around $7,000.
So who is the fairy godmother of this organization?
The fairy godmother would be the donors, for sure.
Wow.
Planning on attending the songwriting concert, who's going to go ahead and purchase a ticket, fairy godmother's right there. Once Nicholas Boston receives funds, it is up to our wish coordinators to go ahead and organize the wish and implement the wish. They have a really cool job. They get to actually go ahead and plan the child's wish. So once the child expresses what their wish is, it's our job to make it happen.
Wow. What's the most unique wish that South Carolina has brought together?
Sure, I love that question. You have to keep in mind, a wish is as unique as the child themselves.
Sure.
So while we do get a lot of wishes for, I wish to visit Disney World, I wish to be a princess, we do get some really, I like to just consider them out of the blue wishes. One of the coolest wishes I've personally ever worked on was last year, we granted a wish to an 11-year-old boy in Spartanburg who was with us Steinway Grand Piano. And that was just such an awesome opportunity to watch and to be a part of for a few reasons. But one, his name was Peter, and Peter is a piano prodigy. He had been diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago, and through his diagnosis and through his relationship with Make-A-Wish, music was something that kept him, the spirit tied, kept him going, kept him really focused on the future. So when he was ready to tell us what his wish was, he said, "A Steinway Grand Piano." We all kind of looked at each other like, "Okay, look, you gotta make this happen." We had never really had anything like that.
Wow.
It was an amazing experience to get to see not only Peter's wish come true, but to see how that was going to affect him in his future. I mean, you talk about a child whose gift for music is unbelievable. And get to see that kind of come true for years to come, it's been awesome.
That gives me chills just to think about it.
It was really cool, definitely.
Wow. Well, you've got a great job then.
Love it, absolutely. My job is to help make wishes come true.
That is terrific. So, you know, I was thinking about the Batman, the little boy that wanted to be Batman out in Los Angeles. I mean, that was a huge undertaking. That was through Make-A-Wish, I do believe.
Yeah, absolutely. It was with Make-A-Wish in San Francisco, and that was a huge wish. And, you know, we love hearing about those kinds of wishes, and we love, though we've never had anything that large in our state, in our chapter, you know, just to be able to see that our sister chapters that are bringing these wishes, this is the type of thing that we can make happen in our state as well. When we get wishes like the Bat kids wish, that are extraordinarily unique, we love to go ahead and just make them as fun as possible. Every wish is unique and every wish is special. When you get a wish that's kind of out of the norm like that, it's so exciting to kind of involve the community and involve people in your area to say, hey, I know you've heard about Make-A-Wish, but why don't you come experience Make-A-Wish? Because just like how you said, hearing the story of Peter can give you so, you can be just shocked at what people have to say when they walk away from either watching someone experience their wish or being a part of that experience.
Oh, absolutely. That is tremendous. Now, you're on par for 140-some wishes this year. Does that meet the needs for the state of South Carolina?
Yeah, as of right now, as I said, every medically qualified child has been granted a wish. So every time we have a wish come through our doors, we're able to grant it. Now, I don't want to make it sound like the need is completely being taking care of, because while yes, we're granting every wish that's coming through our doors, there are probably children who are not utilizing our services who don't realize that they could. So we want to make sure that people understand, yes, we're granting every wish that comes through our door, but there's a need out there. And just because the need hasn't walked through our door yet doesn't mean we don't want to reach out to that need, but we need the funds to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Well, Megan, I really appreciate you calling in here today. I would love to talk to you some more about maybe seeing what we can do to help make a wish, make more wishes come true from right down here on WCRS.
Thank you.
Well, we would love, like I'd say, I'd love to talk to you. I'll get your number from Frank, and we'll see if we can't do this. You don't happen to be coming down here for this big concert, are you?
You know what? I'm trying to, but I am definitely trying to have someone down there, but I am trying to make it. It sounds awesome. I'm actually looking at the poster right now, and it looks way cooler than the weekend plans I have going on right now.
All right, Megan, we expect you down here for this show then, okay? Frank is sitting here. Frank, you got anything you want to say to Megan up there? You want to make sure she comes down here for this show?
Yes, she needs to come and bring a lot of folks with her so we can fill up the theater.
All right. Well, listen, Megan, thank you so much. And AJ is sitting right here. He got a wish granted from Make-A-Wish. And I guess that's part of the reason this all came together, because of AJ. Would you like to say anything to Megan before we let her go?
I hope you come, and I look forward to seeing you again.
There you go. How about that, Megan? You got to come now, don't you?
Awesome. Thanks, AJ. That's awesome.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us. All righty.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we are here. You have heard all about it. I don't know about you, but I got chills hearing about a child getting a Steinway grand piano. That was his wish. And I mean, can you imagine? That is, he's very focused on music and really is a prodigy, child prodigy. And so he has leukemia. And it certainly has helped him focus on this. I think that's one of the things that we haven't really addressed, AJ, is what does having, like, looking forward to this trip, what did it do for helping you get through all this, knowing that the trip was coming?
I was ready to go, and I just made sure that I was healed up and everything before I went so I could fully experience it.
I would say you'd probably be pretty pumped and focused on the fact that that this trip was coming, wouldn't you?
Yes, ma'am. I was looking forward to it all summer.
How about you, Frank? Were you looking forward to that trip to Disney World?
I was. I just want to say it wasn't just an ordinary trip to Disney. I mean, we had everything imaginable at our disposal while we were there. I mean, it was a trip that we never could have afforded, you know, otherwise, you know.
Well, that's terrific. And the nice thing, I thought it was really nice that AJ said that he wanted something that the family could do. I think that really, really says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. So if you can come out and spend $10, or even if you want to go ahead and commit to some tickets, even if you can't go and you'd like to make that donation by purchasing some tickets, all you got to do is call the theater, 229-5704. That's 229-5704. Purchase those tickets. Or if you want to go by and just make a donation, would that be okay if they just made a donation there, Trey?
I'm sure it would be. the community theater is we wanted to make sure this was all above board and had a third party in it so that, you know, everything would be straight. And so you just go by the community Greenwood Community Theater.
If somebody pays with a check, would they pay it to Make-A-Wish or...
Well,
or how would they do that?
Actually, I think they would make it out to the Greenwood Community Theater.
Okay.
And then Greenwood Community Theater is going to write a check. And but you can use a credit card there or cash or check. And we're going to leave you some tickets to give away.
Well, that would be great. We'll do that Friday afternoon for Giveaway Friday. We'll see if we can't find some more information about Make-A-Wish and make people answer some questions about Make-A-Wish. Hey, Frank, you like to listen to Giveaway Friday, don't you?
I do. I won something last Friday.
And it was the, what do we call it, the really dumb, the really stupid, I can't believe she asked this question. Yeah. It was a really dumb question, wasn't it?
It was.
It was, but it was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
And the whole idea is that everybody can be a winner. Hey, AJ, would you like to say anything to everybody listening out there? I guess you'd like to make sure that everybody comes out, wouldn't you?
I hope you come.
Okay, now say it with real conviction.
I hope you come.
Okay. All right, AJ. Hey, Trey, why don't you close it out and tell us what else you'd like to tell us as we close out here? Any other words?
Well, just remember, Saturday night starts at 7 p.m. Laura Beth Brooks from Greenwood will do a few songs, and then my great friend Kurt Fortmeyer from Nashville. We call him the best unsigned songwriter in Nashville. We'll do a set, and then we'll have the great hit writer Rich Fagan. Tickets are $10, and you can get them at the box office. At the Greenwood Community Theater, and 100% of the money goes to Make-A-Wish of South Carolina.
Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. By the way, we're either going to get a call in from Kurt Saturday morning on from Trash to Treasures along a country road, or he did talk to Ree. He says he may even be here in person. So how about that?
That's right.
That's right. So that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. And I am so glad that you are sitting here today and you are cancer-free, AJ Elliott. Congratulations. All right. There you go. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.